You're listening to Audio Theater in a Darker Shade. This is DarkerProject.com. And now our feature presentation.
You are in a land away from sunlight. You are in a land of darkness and fear. Somewhere between waking and sleeping are night terrors.
The anatomy of terror is fascinating to contemplate. Danger does not necessarily breed fear, unless the danger is unknown. The circumstances are unrelated to the experience of the frightened. The rustle of leaves on a spring day is a happy, sunny sound. The same leaves rustling in the dark of a midnight wind becomes precursors of doom, the whisperings of ghosts, the swaying of a hangman's knot. Fear feeds upon itself and grows mightily in darkness until it robs the mind of reason and becomes blind terror. Then, anything can happen. And much does in the next few minutes. And now, episode 211 of Night Terrors on a Country Road.
Come on, get with it!
Relax, David. We're not gonna move any faster. So relax.
Who can relax in a traffic jam like this? Bumper to bumper at 20 miles an hour. There must be a wreck or something up ahead.
This keeps up. We'll get caught in the rain.
Yeah. Looks like a big storm building up. Hey, remember that shortcut?
Which one?
The little country road that goes across through Center Moriches and comes out on the highway on the other side of the island.
Oh, yes. You mean the one we took last summer?
Yeah. I'll turn off there and duck this jam. We'll be at home before that storm hits. Turn on the radio, will you, honey?
Mm-hmm.
See if you can get the news, huh?
Police this afternoon issued two warnings to all residents of Long Island to be on the lookout for Nellie Galler, a middle-aged woman described as dangerous and insane.
What's that?
She escaped this morning from Rescue Mental Hospital after fatally butchering a doctor, a nurse, and a ward attendant with a meat cleaver.
My mother-in-law.
Just a few minutes ago, the decapitated bodies of an elderly man and woman were found by police near Center Moriches on Long Island.
Well, at least we're not the only crazy people on Long Island.
Residents of the area are warned not to open their doors to strangers. Motorists are cautioned to stay off lonely roads and not pick up any hitchhikers. All persons are asked to be on the lookout for this woman. Here's her description again.
Here's the shortcut.
Gray-haired, has broad shoulders and long arms. She is believed to be armed with the meat cleaver which she used in her escape from Rescue Mental Hospital.
Turn that off, Dorothy, will you?
She will be...
I thought you wanted to hear it.
Well, that's enough of that. This shortcut will save us a lot of time.
David, didn't you hear about what the radio said? About staying off lonely roads?
Well, honey, we just have to go across to the other highway. Won't take long.
You sure?
Of course. We go past Center Moriches, then take the left road and come out right by the highway bridge.
Center Moriches is where she just killed those two people.
Come on, honey. You're acting like a child. What can happen to us while we're driving? Besides, the whole island is full of men looking for this lunatic. They'll catch her. Well, here comes the storm.
David!
What?
The gas gauge says empty.
Oh, there's still a couple of gallons left when it points to empty.
How long has it said empty?
That I don't know. I'll get gas when we get across to the other highway.
Darling, I'm scared.
Oh, come on, relax, honey. Rain and wind always makes you jumpy as a cat.
I wish we'd stayed on the highway.
Well, if I'd known you'd act like this, I would have.
Well, it's not my fault.
Well, honey, it's not mine either. I'm having trouble enough just trying to see through the storm.
Oh, darling. What are we fighting about?
Oh, I don't know. Driving through these woods in this kind of weather is enough to give anybody the willies.
It got dark so fast. I can hardly see, even in the headlights.
There's something up ahead.
Don't stop, David.
Oh, it's only a sign.
But that crazy woman could be around here.
I'm not picking up anyone. I just want to know where I am.
Well, please don't get out of the car.
I'm not. Now calm down. Center Moriches to the right. Well, we'll take this road here.
Center Moriches. Well, this must be the road where she killed those people.
Dorothy, please.
I'm sorry. I'm jumpy, David. That woman, she could be anywhere in these woods.
But not necessarily where we are. Oh, for... Wouldn't you know... Come on! Well, that's that.
We out of gas?
Yep.
You mean we're stuck here?
For the time being, anyway.
That woman is in the woods. She'll kill us.
She's nowhere near us. Calm down.
David, quick. Turn off the headlights.
Why? Should have gotten gas back in the main road.
Oh, turn off the lights. Please.
Why?
She'll see us if you don't.
For Pete's sake.
Please, David, turn them off.
Listen, Dorothy.
Oh, darling, look at those headlights. Poking into the darkness at all the wet bushes and trees. Please, David, turn them off.
Okay, all right. There. Now they're off. Feel better sitting in the dark?
Yes. If only the thunder and lightning would stop. And this rain...
Look, Dorothy, I'm going to walk up the road a bit. Maybe I can find a house and then we'll...
You're not going to leave me here. I won't let you go.
Dorothy, we can't sit here in the middle of nowhere for the rest of the night.
You're safer here than out there. Darling, she's probably hiding out there just waiting for a chance to kill us.
Oh, come on, Dorothy. Why should she be right where we've run out of gas, huh?
Quick, lock the doors from the inside.
Why?
Lock them. So that crazy woman can't get in here.
She's nowhere near here, I tell you.
Please, don't be mad at me. I know I'm being silly, but I can't help it.
Come here. Let me put my arm around you.
Oh, darling.
Put your hand on my shoulder.
Please forgive me.
Sure, I forgive you.
Would you turn on the radio? Maybe they've caught.
Their search for the escaped insane woman who has killed 5 persons since fleeing from a Long Island mental hospital. Rain and darkness are hampering the search. Over 100 police are coded.
Turn it off.
Right. Now look, Dorothy. We can't sit here all night. I'll run up the road. There might be a house.
No, David. Please. Please don't leave me. Listen. Do you hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
Listen. There it is.
I don't hear... It's a dog. It's just a little dog barking.
Oh, David.
Maybe it's lost, or maybe there's a house nearby.
Or that woman. David, she's out there.
Somebody hit the back of the car.
It's her. She'll kill us.
Is the door locked on your side?
Yes. But what if she breaks a window? She has a cleaver.
In that flash of lightning, I saw somebody.
Is that her?
Can't tell. It's lying on the road.
Can you see her? Is she still there?
I can't. It's too dark to see. Have to wait for the lightning. There she is. She's getting up now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us, David.
Calm down. Please.
Well, what is she doing?
I don't know. She must have been running. She didn't see the car. She ran right into it.
Ah! David, look at the window. right next to you.
Good Lord. Look at her.
Get away from that window.
Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. I'm not crazy. The crazy woman is after me.
David.
Go away. Leave us alone.
David, take your pipe. Hold it like a gun. It'll look like a gun.
Where is it? Dorothy, in the glove compartment. Quick.
All right, here it is.
Look, I've got a gun. I'm going to shoot.
She's backing away.
Now keep going before I start shooting.
David, she's gone. And she's disappeared.
We can't get out now. All we can do is sit here all night and wait for help.
Can you see her? Where did she go?
I don't know, but she's out there somewhere, probably planning on how to get into this car.
Darling, what are we going to do? She's the one I know. Her face was completely insane. You saw it?
Yeah, she's probably back there looking for that cleaver now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Dorothy, stop it, please.
She'll kill us, David. David! The window! She broke the window!
Get away from there! Stay out of the car!
I'm coming in! I can't stand it out here!
Stay out of the car! I warn you, I've got a gun!
You won't shoot me!
Go away, do you hear? You're crazy! We all know about you!
I'm not the crazy woman! Listen to me! My car! Ditch back there.
How far back?
I don't know. It seems like miles. I heard about the crazy woman on the radio. I was afraid to stay alone in the car. Let me in, please.
No, don't, David.
Go back to your own car.
I can't. It's so dark. It's so lonely. In this storm. I locked the doors. Afraid. I could see things and hear things. In the darkness, I couldn't stand it anymore. I got out and I ran. It's the rain. That's why I look like this. I'm not the crazy woman, I swear. Oh, for the love of heaven, let me in, please. Let me in.
I...
No. David... Don't let her in!
The crazy woman had a cleaver! I'm not armed! You see? Listen! The three of us will be safer together!
I don't know. What do you think, Dorothy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let me in, please! I'm wet to the skin!
All right. Get in.
Oh, thank you.
Make one move and I'll shoot you.
It's so good to sit down.
There's a blanket on the floor back there. You can dry yourself off with it.
The darkness and this rain, it was enough to drive me out of my mind.
Just take it easy. You live near here?
I live farther out, near Restview. Restview is the mental hospital. I know. I'm used to the crazy people. Not at night. Not in a lonely place like this. Not the kind to kill people.
You live at Restview?
No. I live just near there. David, we can't sit here not knowing. If we could just get to a phone. A phone? Why? To call the police and get some help. No. Don't do that.
Why not? Why don't you want the police?
Oh, I do. But you'll be killed. What do you mean? That woman. She'll kill him if he goes away from this car. David. Listen. There's that dog again. Do you hear it? Somebody's out there.
Might be a house nearby. He's barking to be let in.
It scented somebody. There's somebody out there. That's why it's barking. A woman's out there. Let's get away, quick, before we're caught. David, look out!
Let go of me. What are you trying to do?
Start the car, quick. We'll get away.
We're out of gas.
Out of gas? But we can't just sit here. We gotta get away.
I'm not a magician, lady. I can't make gasoline out of rain.
We can't stay here all night. Do you hear me?
Now let go of me. There's nothing I can do.
Try something, anything. Don't just sit there. This scares me, David. Stop her.
Cut it out. You'll have us all in hysterics.
All right, all right. I'm sorry. That was it. I've got an idea. Give me your gun.
What?
Give it to me.
What's the matter with you?
Can't sit here all night. I'll go crazy. Give me the gun. I'll go for help. I won't be afraid in the dark with a gun.
No, sit back. Go on.
I'll go right now. Just give me the gun.
I don't have a gun. It's only a pipe.
Dorothy!
A pipe? A smoking pipe?
David, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You're unharmed. Why did you tell me you had a gun?
Why does it make a difference to you whether I'm armed or not?
I don't know you. Maybe you two are more crazy than the crazy woman.
I'll tell you what I think. I think you're the crazy woman. The way you grabbed David when you wanted him to start the car.
Dorothy, don't stop it. Don't excite her.
Don't excite me? Why? What can I do? Just an old woman you took into your car. To you. And you're afraid of me.
We're not afraid of you. Now sit back in the seat and don't try anything. And remember that I'm watching you all the time.
David, the storm's dying down. The moon's coming out. Maybe now is the time.
The time for what? What are you gonna do? The two of you are up to something.
My wife meant that now is the time to go for help.
No, I didn't. I meant now is the time for us to escape. David, can't you see it? She's the one. She'll kill us.
You little...
Stop it. Sit back in that seat.
You haven't got a gun.
No, but I've got a knife.
David!
My pocket knife, but it's sharp. Now don't you try any tricks.
All right, threaten me. Watch me. You'll make me sick! All you can do is sit there and wait for her to make the next move.
She'll kill us, David, like she did the old man and woman. It must have been on this same road. They were in their car. They must have let her in.
Oh, stop it! We'll leave then. The three of us. We'll walk. We'll stay close together. See? We'll be quiet. Anyone hiding in the woods won't hear us.
Don't get out of that car, David. We'll be killed.
Easy, dear. How would we find our way? It's too dark.
We'll find our way.
Look out there. Road's full of shadows.
Get her out of the car, David. I tell you, she wants to kill us.
Kill ya?
If you want to go, why don't you leave? You don't need us. We're willing to stay here until help comes.
I'd be helpless alone. But if I had a gun or something, your knife.
Why doesn't somebody come? Where are the police? I can't stand this.
Nobody will come. There's no one in these woods. Nobody but us.
David, in her hand. I saw it in the moonlight. It glowed.
What?
Your wife is hysterical.
No, she was holding it. A long piece of broken glass, long and pointed. She's the crazy woman!
You think I'm gonna sit here defenseless?
David, she's going to attack us!
Oh, don't be silly.
It was all right for you to have a knife. Why can't I protect myself?
Give me that piece of glass.
I will not. You couldn't protect us from anything.
Give me that piece of glass.
I won't.
I warn you, give it to me.
Stay away from me.
Once I'd left the car, you were going to stab my wife with the broken glass.
No! You're crazy.
Give me that glass.
No!
Give it to me.
Let me alone.
Hold her, David. Hold her. Don't let her free.
She's strong. She's got my arm.
Kill me.
Drop that glass.
She dropped it. She dropped it, David.
You both gone crazy. Kill me.
Like you were going to murder us?
I wasn't.
Don't let her go free.
I can't hold her much longer. She's strong.
If you have a knife, then I have glass.
Hold her, David. Hold her.
I can't. Not much longer.
I'm not crazy. I'm not.
She's got my throat. She's choking me.
Your knife, David. Your knife. You killed her, David. You killed her.
I couldn't help it. She was choking me.
Darling, you're covered with blood.
She was gonna kill us.
Oh, David.
Listen. The car's coming. It's all right, darling. Help's coming.
Hey there. You in the car. What are you doing parked here?
It's the police. At last.
Well, you see, officer, we ran out of gas and...
What a night to run out of gas. What a spot with that woman running round loose.
Officer, we want to tell you.
Farmer up the road called us. Said his dog's been barking at something.
We caught her.
Who'd you catch?
The crazy one. She's in the back seat. Dead.
What? No. No, she's still alive. Badly hurt, though.
She was trying to kill us.
Well, we'll get her to the hospital. You come with me. Lucky you didn't kill her. We captured that crazy woman a half hour ago. I don't know who this lady is.
Because of their fear, they become the instigators instead of the victims. Perhaps they need to move to rescue you.
You've been listening to episode number 211 of Night Terrors, adapted from Walter Bazaar's story, On a Country Road, through the Generic Radio Workshop Script Library. Featured in tonight's episode were Pete Lutz as David, Rachel Polian as Dorothy, Tanya Milojevic as the woman, Logan Smith as the officer, and yours truly as the newscaster and announcer. Your host is on cue. The story was written by Walter Bazaar. Music by Kevin MacLeod and Kai Hartwig. Produced and post-production by MJ Cogburn. The executive producer of Darker Projects is MJ Cogburn. This has been a Darker Projects production. This is Shane Harris. Thank you for listening.